4:30. We will call to order the special meeting of the Parks and Recreation Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call and take it, let the record show, all members present.
Thank you so much. Is there any public?
There is not.
Okay, then we will forego public comments since there's no one here as well. Draft minutes, can I get a?
Motion to approve.
And I will second. So done. And let's move to D1, the reason why we're here. Discussion and possible feedback regarding the contract for geotechnical preparation services for the general. Take it away, Gregory.
Do I unmute yourself?
No.
Okay, how about now?
That is it.
That is it, okay. I'm Gregory Harris, I'm the district engineer for the town of Discovery Bay. Not normally in your meetings, but you kind of have an engineering problem. So if you look at the staff report, we have a condition where your retaining wall on the north side of the community center that you guys are at has started falling over. And in that location, the question, Dina had to come at like, okay, what do you think we should do here? And obviously we're gonna have to rebuild a wall, but before you can rebuild a wall, you have to prepare the information necessary for an engineer to do his job, you know? And that information comes from a soils report. And I can pop up some pictures if you guys wanna see some pictures. I don't know if I can, if I share my screen, can you guys see it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You guys see that?
Yes.
I love that picture.
Yes, we can.
So this is Dina doing her best to look very concerned. So that's what we got going on here. And it isn't just one location. You can see that the dirt is starting to slough. This is your property line fence is starting to sink relative to the fence next door to it. And you can see it's definitely leaning over. See how this dirt is kind of pushed down the hill here. It's pushed this over and hitting the tree. And unfortunately, it's this whole property line. The woods are broken, and you can see extensive damage. And then you can see, you know, here the wood posts are completely pushed over. The boards were broken. The dirt's pushing through. You know, your retaining wall is in tough shape. Now, this is your tennis courts and your pickleball courts right here. And but the real concern we have is your neighbor's property is right here, the red fence. This is your neighbor's property that is sliding onto your property, and you're going to lose their fence eventually. And so this wall has got to be repaired. And so we asked BSK, who is the consultant for us on the wastewater treatment plant, and knows all the soil conditions in town to come take a look at it. And they have provided a proposal for them to come out and do some drilling, do some soil samples, typical geotechnical kind of stuff, and essentially describe the earthwork conditions at this location sufficient for an engineer to design you a new wall. What's important is this proposal is only for the geotechnical information. It is not what kind of wall are we going to build? Who is going to design that wall? We are not retaining wall specialists. We are wastewater treatment plant designers. And so we asked BSK to provide some engineers that do design sort of these, I'll say, commercial industrial retaining walls. And that would be the next step. The first step would be give geotechnical information, and the next step would be, you know, solicit proposals from a couple of engineering firms to come in and design something here. Part of that would be including like what type of a wall are you going to build and how are we going to build it. So, you know, you can see in this photo, if you take this wall out, there's nothing holding the dirt up. So you almost have to dig out a whole bunch of dirt, build your wall or put it back. It'd be one way to build it. Another way to be able to come in and drill in and you know, build behind this wall and then take it out, you know, so there's some different techniques that a retaining wall specialist might be able to do to put this put this back together for you guys, but ignoring this problem is going to be a problem. This is just inviting the neighbor's hill to come down onto your, even more, lose the fence and then lose part of their property, you know, and then you'll be dealing with that. So we recommend providing input. The staff request is, you know, provide input if you want something different, a different plan of action, then just get a geotech report and then hire an engineer. But as you can see, the geotech report's $19,000. Haven't hired an engineer yet, but I guarantee you that retaining wall is the whole length of your north side, pretty much. I guarantee you that retaining wall is over $100,000. There's no way it's not. You know, when you look at it, it's 4.5 feet high at the high point. You're holding back a lot of dirt, guys.
Hey, Greg, we, Director Callahan and I just actually took a peek out there real quick. Yeah, the situation is dire. I agree with that. We could see where there's some bordering household fencing that's leaning now because of the erosion, what have you. My question is, just to play devil's advocate here, how relevant is, do we really need a soils report? We've done soils reports for the pool. We've done it for the tennis courts. I'm not sure what the value is of the report versus just hiring a company to repair the retaining wall. So.
Could be, you know, so for instance, we were unaware that you had soils reports for the pool. Let's start with that, okay? And it may be that that's sufficient. What I would to describe certain soils, I'll say, okay? In this geotech report, there's also recommendations for design criteria for the retaining wall specifically. Those are probably not in your soils report for the pool, but maybe it's sufficient. The real thing I'll point out here is I don't normally design retaining walls like this. And so it could be, I don't know, but if we contacted some of these engineers that do and gave them the geotechnical report for the pool, if you got that one or if you have any other ones, you know, maybe they can review those and determine if it's sufficient information or not. I mean, then we could answer your question specifically. Do we need another geotech report? Obviously, we need repair, right? You know, kind of thing. Do we need a geotech report? My guess is that you probably do, but without looking at those other geotech reports that you do have, I don't know. And really, the person to look at them is an engineering firm that can design their retaining wall for you. Because depending on what kind of wall you want to build, you actually need a little bit different information.
And please understand, my comments come strictly from knowing the financial capability of the community center and how expensive this wall is going to be. You know, if we could save $20,000 by not doing a report, yeah. I just want to ask the question out loud and make sure that, you know, we're all kind of on the same
that's
page.
That's the purpose of this meeting, is for you guys to ask questions, right?
So yeah.
You know, and the simple answer is I don't have a perfect answer for you right now, other than if we have a little time, we could get that information from you and contact these engineering firms recommended by BSK, forward it to them, and basically start engaging with them and see what they think. I could also send the information over to BSK and see what they think. The one caveat being is there's usually specific design information for retaining walls that is needed. And generically speaking, if you just do a geotech report, it's usually built for a specific purpose. So, you know, like if you do a pool, they'll have criteria that are important for the pool contractors in there. And if I build a treatment plant, I have criteria important to me, you know. And if you're doing a wall, there's, you know, a couple, you know, soil pressure and some other things that are important for that application. You know?
And I understand that, again, just playing devil's advocate. You know, the wall failed because it's old. And the wood rotted and...
The wall failed because it's old.
Yeah, because it's old. So maybe the solution is just repairing the wall. If we did a like solution, would we get another 20, 30 years out of it?
Or 45 plus.
Yeah, or 45
yeah,
plus.
So the tricky part here, the tricky part here is undoubtedly when they built that previously, they cut back that property line first, built the wall, and then filled it in. Okay? That solution is not available to you now. Digging out that whole hill bank without taking the fencing out and going out of the neighbor's yard is not a good, because remember, when they built it, there were no houses here, right?
Right.
There was no community center. So they built it when it was all bare lots. Like, if you guys have been out to Pantages, have you guys been out there at all to see the construction going on or whatnot? So
yep.
It's a bunch of bare lots, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you could just rip down a side slope, build a wall, and put it back. And that's a fact. At the pump station for the town in Pantages, that's exactly what they did. They just ripped it out, built the wall, and then brought the dirt back in. It's easy when there's no house and no fence and all that kind of stuff. Your trick is you can't do it that way this time. So the simple, hey, let's just build a new wall just like that, I don't think so. You have a failed wall in the way of where I need a wall.
Okay. But is that more?
And I got a side slope that has moved that wasn't in that position before. So it's like I got to take dirt back and I can't push it uphill. So I got to remove some dirt, keep it from sliding more. You know, there's going to be a little thought going into how that wall goes back in there.
But would that be part of?
There are techniques, I'll say. I'm not privy to all of them. That's why we're thinking you're going to need a retaining wall specialist to take a look at this because of the after the fact nature of it. You know what I'm saying? In terms of how these things got to get built. And maybe that's a better
one area,
you know, place to get some input initially before you start spending money. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. But that, you know, would have to be, let's contact them, bring them out, provided what information we do have. If you got a soil reporter, you know, you got to get something.
But aren't
otherwise,
these...
you're just going to look at it and say, you know, we'll assume worst case under the Uniform Building Code, and that means this, right, kind of thing.
Aren't these the kinds of questions, though, for the retaining wall specialist, not necessarily for a soil specialist?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a mixture of, you know, well, let's put this way. The JITech proposal we got would satisfy anything that any retaining wall person would need, right? So what if they built it this way? What if they built it that way? You know, it gives them all their information, and they're able to pick it up and, okay, here's what we can consider, right? Depending on what you select, they may or may not need some information. They may be able to make some assumption. You know, guys that do this all day long, you know, may have a trick over here on how this can be done. I don't know that answer.
I think, and I don't put words in Dr. Carolyn's mouth, but I think both of us are thinking, well, let's bring a well specialist out first, see what he asks of us, and if he doesn't require a soils end test, because he's done this a million times, and he can figure it out by just looking at it, then great. You know?
Or the other ones are sufficient.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a better course of action as well.
When you say figure it out by looking at it, he may be able to say when, because there are exemptions under the code, the building code, that if you don't have a JITech report, you have to use certain factors that are very conservative, right? And that usually leads to a lot of cost. But in this case, maybe the JITech report outweighs the cost of that benefit or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's probably not imprudent to ask one of these guys to come out and take a look at this, you know, before we do the JITech report. But at some point, I think you're going to need the JITech report. That's just what's in the back of my head.
Gregory, can I ask you a question regarding soils? On a 7-acre property, could soils be different in one area than they are in another? I could send the report that we had for the pool, but could it be different in that location, possibly in another? I don't know. So I would.
Yeah. So the answer to that, when a developer develops a property, the answer to that is yes, because it's not uncommon. Let's put it this way: that property next to you guys is really high. I doubt it was that way. It looks to me like it was on fill, which means they brought it in from somewhere. Another part of the property in Discovery Bay from outside the property. There's not a natural grade break of 5 feet in Discovery Bay. You follow what I'm saying? That arrangement that is there is not normal for the topography of Discovery. You don't have this giant hill out of nowhere in Discovery Bay for no reason, right? Somebody built that. Why? I'm not clear, but that's what happened. So I suspect it could be different because I suspect it could be fill that a developer brought in because they needed to get rid of dirt, likely, or other things. But it is possible, Dina, and usually that's covered by someone doing at least a backhoe, dig out, let's check and make sure kind of thing. Even if you don't do full on borings or, you know, something like that. But that, yeah, that is a good question.
I noticed, and you probably would know this better, when we walked back there, the pickleball court area is looks like it's getting compressing a bit and buckling in some of the spots there. Do you think that's because of that, or
those are the tennis courts?
The tennis, okay,
yeah,
sure.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I don't know either, but my thought was the tree roots. There's a lot of trees back there, and they're actually appear to me to also be encroaching on underneath those back tennis courts.
But my question is, have you noticed over time that it's slowly
getting worse?
Oh,
yes, because there's a big hole back there now that was not there before, because now rodents are burrowing under there. You can see where they have dug out and have a whole, I believe, kind of colony of.
Yeah, you can see that the sidewalk is lifting up here.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
So the hill has failed, the fence on the right is moved, the dirt is pushed against the tree, but also the dirt is sliding underneath that sidewalk and lifting it up at this location as well.
Do you have that picture?
And she's right about the trees. These trees are very problematic over here. They're likely going to have to come out before you get this retaining wall back in here. And that is actually, at the end of the day, probably a good thing. These trees are hurting you right now.
Greg,
well, this one's holding up the retaining wall. Maybe that one's not hurting you. Right? But the other locations, they are.
Gregory, do you have a picture of the stairs that we saw that Monica was explaining about the animals?
Whoa.
We're concerned that they're burrowing underneath that big cement block there too and digging out the dirt. So that's a concern as well that we'll have to address and look at too eventually.
And that
there goes the rest of the Hoffman money.
Always been like that. So that is getting worse.
They did ask me about this particular location. We looked under, obviously you've had an animal, somebody made a home here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He dug out a lot of dirt. Because there, you can look back under here quite a ways. And you do have some cracking. You see how the concrete is cracked out of here, failed and gone, and then he dug his home, and then you have some cracking down in here. There is definitely, you know, aside from this, I believe there's also cracking in the top side. But I think we asked people that you should block this off over here because it's a pretty big hole here, and this concrete is no reinforcement, just sitting on top of a blank hole. It's got cracks in it. It's not really recommended that people go on top of this location.
Is that just an access point to get to the back area?
Yeah, when you walk up between, there's a nice area where people can sit in tables between tennis court 3 and tennis court 4. There's tables. It's up in there, and there's a gate that we have. It's chained and locked.
Mm-hmm.
People cannot go back here, and it's always been that way. But yeah, that gate has always been there as long as I've worked here. But there is no public access back there.
Well, it's on the board meeting agenda, so whatever we decide today, we can pull it and we can do some more research or whatever you would like to do.
I'm of the opinion that we pull in a retaining wall specialist and let them dictate to us what they would like. And then now we have a pretty substantial quote to get the geotech if we need it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Gregory, are we able to find your retaining wall specialist and maybe have them?
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I will contact BSK, which would be the other direction I would need. And if you would want, you know, we've been holding off on getting other engineers involved because that's obviously going to cost, I mean, apply costs at some point, right? But if you guys would like, I can contact some of the people that BSK recommended and arrange for them to come look at the site and see what they say.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely appreciate the work that...
Either way, I can also give them a copy of the GTEC proposal and they can tell us if it's overboard or, you know, not, depending on what they need.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the work that went into this for sure and your expertise in this type of area is definitely far beyond what I know about doing the same thing, but I think it's at this point, I think we should see a retaining wall specialist and then evaluate.
I don't think it's gonna hurt us, so I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
right,
yeah.
So
well, at this point, obviously, the only thing that hurts is if it keeps raining and raining and raining and it falls completely and it slides all the way down, right?
Yeah.
You know, there is some sense of urgency in that we got to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the real question is, I think the right action is, I try and contact some people, see if they can get out there in a timely manner, and if they can, then we proceed in that direction. And for some reason, you know, that's not the case. I don't think you want to sit on this for months.
No. This can be brought to any board meeting, and once we have a little bit more information. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Perfect. Okay, we will do that. Thank you, Gregory.
Hey, Gregory.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay, so we're gonna pull it from the board meeting tonight.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Okay. Anything else for me?
Nope.
All right,
yeah.
I'll start.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Okay, so with that, any future agenda items you need to discuss?
Is that it, or can we take advantage of the time that we have and discuss other things?
You can't discuss other things because it's not on the agenda, but you can add future agenda items.
Well, then, yeah, a future agenda item. I'd like to kind of close the gap between when Bill left and then who's, you know, Monica's I was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
So just ensuring all the things that Bill had mentioned were in the works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could say, yeah, I still have it on my plate, or I know nothing about that.
So can we put on the next Park and Rec meeting that maybe you put together, I'm going to talk to you, maybe you guys can put together a continuation plan of everything that is progressing, new timelines, new ideas, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Give us a sense of the direction that we will go after.
Where we were, where we are, where we're going.
Perfect. Is that what you needed?
Yeah. Yes. 35 minutes, we could talk about stuff.
I know. Gotta love our procedure.
You're here. I'm here.
I know.
Monica's here.
Okay, so with that, then we will adjourn at 4:52.